This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And this morning, as we begin the new month of November, we are talking about a critical importance of staying safe in school and out of school. We cannot educate if we don't have this fundamental building block and the basic right in place for our students, teachers, and our staff. It's the front fold of everything that we do, especially in this very delicate today's world. The Diocese of Pittsburgh has taken proactive steps to ensure the safety, and a very important statewide tool is also vital ensuring the safety. But before we start getting into this program, I want to thank our generous sponsors, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And I want to welcome two of our guests. Wendell Hisrich is the Director of Public Safety for the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and our Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Lauren Martin, is here. Wendell and Lauren, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning, Father Tom.
Good morning, Father.
Both of you are like recurring guests to my show here, so we're becoming like a trio team. We'll call us the Holy Trinity. How about that?
That might be a little, little exaggeration, but close. I think we could be close.
Now, Lauren, as the superintendent of schools this new school year, we're talking about bringing the police force along with the Safe to Say Something, which is critical tools for fostering safety. I want to first, Lauren, want to start with this, and then we'll bring Wendell into this about how you feel as the new leader of our school system with this program.
Sure. I have really firsthand experience from being at Seton LaSalle for 13 years, the last at least 8 or 9 with an armed security officer in the building. And then the state a few years ago came out with their Safe to Say program, which was a really good tool to be able to put into the hands of our students, our faculty, their families, so that they can, you know, really make a report. When they see something, when they hear something, when they're worried about something, and they're just not quite sure what to do with it. So, you know, having an outlet for our students and the ability to have somebody protecting our schools, right, keeping the evil out so that we can keep the goodness in is sort of the way that I heard Wendell say it one day, and I thought, oh, that is a great, great way to say it. So I am all for it. I'm a huge proponent of it, and so is the FBI. It's the number one deterrent for preventing violence in an institution, in a building, is actually to have trained, armed security and safety officers. And so the diocese really stepped up in hiring Wendell. He has very quickly put a phenomenal program together. I had a chance to meet all the officers. Man, they really, really know what they're doing. They really care, and they really want to be in our Catholic schools. So I'm excited that this program is growing so rapidly, and they've been proven very useful so far.
And since the beginning of the school year, you know, public and private schools, there's been these constant threats from the beginning. I want to bring in Wendell to give us an overview. The new diocesan police department, we have an armed officer in all of our schools. Is that correct?
Well, yes, in all the high schools, there is an armed officer. And I have to credit Lauren. Seton LaSalle was ahead of the curve by years by putting an armed officer within the school, and we built off the foundation that she and her administration laid at Seton LaSalle. But yes, we're currently up to, since last time we spoke, we have 15 officers, we have 4 supervisors, we actually have hired an intelligence analyst, safe to say is a good tool to use, but we're using every tool that we can possibly get our hands on for intelligence, and the whole goal is to prevent something, a tragedy, from happening, whether it's a shooting incident, whether it's a child or a student in danger. I mean, our goal is to make sure that everybody goes home safe at night, and if a student is having psychological problems, we want to try to address that before it leads to something more serious.
Now, safe to say something, for those who haven't heard of it, now we need to really get the word out, and that's why we're here today on this radio program, for everyone, the students, parents, teachers, administrators. We want people to learn more about this. Can you tell a little bit about the statewide tool, how it works, how to use it, and how it keeps everybody connected, law enforcement plus the school administrators?
Go ahead, Lauren. You've had probably more experience with it than I had, and I'm learning. It has been a good tool, but you as principal have probably dealt with it on a day-to-day basis. Well, maybe not day-to-day, but on a routine basis.
Sure. When the state came out with this a few years ago, I really liked that it's a confidential reporting mechanism. It's not. It seems like it's anonymous, but it's actually confidential. So there is a way to, from the state's perspective, understand who's making the reports, making sure that they're valid, those sorts of things. But it allows anyone who believes there might be a safety issue going on in a school, whether that is the mental safety of a student, it could be anything that is interpreted as threatening or just a general concern. A student may have a concern about a friend maybe having an eating disorder, right? So it runs the gamut of potential concerns that students may have at various levels, and it gives them the opportunity to put that into writing and to give it to somebody who can do something with it. And so they've made it really easy. For some of our older students, maybe that have cell phones, it's a quick app that you can download. It's free. You put it on your phone, and you can communicate with somebody in Harrisburg. They have live people on the other end who are in real time communicating with somebody who is making a safe to say tip. If you don't have a phone, that's okay. You can use your internet browser in order to do it. You can go online. Or if you don't have access to the internet, there's a 1-800 number that you can call. So they really have designed it so that you have different ways of being able to report it based on maybe what tools you have in order to make the report. It's not limited to students. Teachers can use it. Families can use it. And it really does give the school administrators, which was really helpful, a lot of information that gets reported before the tip gets to you, and the interaction that the person making the report is having with the person taking the information. And so before an incident happens, to Wendell's point, trying to gather more before you decide to what plan that you want to have moving forward, you have a lot of information already at your hands, and in a way that you can share that confidentially among your administrative team and maybe counselors in order to put a plan together for a student that really needs some help.
That's fantastic. I like that confidentiality prospect of it, because a lot of people say, I don't want my name to get out there, or they're afraid that they'll get retaliation or something. And this whole program, it's all confidential. So when people are speaking up, obviously they're concerned about a situation, and they don't have that fear of, people are going to know it's me. So that's good that they can work with law enforcement and the educators and administrators, and everybody kind of works together.
Exactly.
Without harming how they got the information.
Yes, correct.
And it's such a well-rounded thing. Like you said, it's not just the violence of it, but just like you said, eating disorders, or if there's something that they see that might not be quite right at home, that it's a good way to speak up and alert the officials.
Yes, correct. Oh.
The important thing is that if you dial that 1-800 number, or if you text it or email, there's, as Lauren mentioned, there's a human on the other side. It's not going to go into a voicemail and be addressed 3 or 4 days later. There's going to be a human there that's been trained, and that person will be able to reach out if it's an emergency or an exigent circumstance, and make sure that the appropriate resources are provided in a timely manner. But with that being said, I just want to say that if there's something happening real time, please dial 911. If you want to remain confidential, if it's a threat that you've overheard or a student's overheard, or if it's some problem that you're observing of a student or a child, use the safe to say. But it does work. There's probably, within Pennsylvania, I think there's been hundreds of thousands of tips provided over the time frame, and each one of them is addressed.
That is great. What's the feedback that you've been hearing from parents and teachers about this program so far? Any feedback?
I think from an administrative standpoint, the students connect with it because they can actually connect with it with a device. And it's something that, most of them have something on them at all times and they're able to interact. And if they see something or they observe something or they hear something, it's a comfort level that they know, I don't have to go find somebody necessarily. I can report this right now. And then within minutes, it's going to get to somebody in my school who can do something with it. From an administrative standpoint, the reporting mechanism is fantastic because you get an email, you get a text message. And if it is of something that is a high level importance, somebody from Safe to Say is calling your cell phone.
Wow.
And saying, we need to talk about this right now. From a critical incident standpoint, you really have a lot of people that are just trying to make sure that students are safe in schools.
It's like a 24-hour hotline because you're talking to a human being. You're not just leaving a message and, they'll get back to me.
Father, there have been victims that have used Safe to Say if they've been cyberbullied or if they're being bullied in school. I mean, they've used Safe to Say as well to basically start the process of an investigation.
We have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish in Elizabeth. And on this episode of Catholic Education Plus, we're continuing our discussion on the critical importance of safety in our schools and how you can help with what's called the Safe to Say Something, which is a statewide program. And there's many red flags that begin out of the school on social media and through word of mouth. How Safe to Say is playing a vital role alongside our newly established diocesan police force. But before we get back into our guests, I want to thank our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And we're joined in studio this morning, the Director of Public Safety, Wendell Risrich, who's built an entire police force for the Diocese of Pittsburgh and its Catholic schools, protecting 45 schools and over 13,000 students. Wendell, good morning again, and also Lauren Martin, our superintendent of schools, are with us. Wendell, with your background, perfectly positioned that you take this new role, establishing the diocesan police force to protect our parishes and school, can you briefly share your background for those who may not know how this experience helps you every day?
Sure, Father. I actually started as a paramedic for the city of Pittsburgh, then went to the FBI for 25 years, various stations throughout the U.S., finishing up at FBI headquarters. Then I was hired by the Mayor Peduto as the public safety director of the city of Pittsburgh and did that for 6 years. Then came, fortunately, I was hired by Bishop to head the newly established Department of Safety and Security for the Pittsburgh Diocese, which not only includes the schools, but the parishes and any property that the bishop oversees.
And as a pastor, I go around and do a lot of school masses. And when I go to the schools and I see the armed police officer there, it's definitely a sense of security. And I know our kids and teachers and even the parents. And coming from a police family, with my dad being a retired City of Pittsburgh police officer, my brother-in-law just retired, and that having that police background, it definitely gives a nice little sense of comfort, especially in the times that we are in these days.
And the officers that we hired, they're all retired. They've had in excess of 20 years of experience, and I wanted those officers to be role models to the students within the diocese. And it's not only the security, but it's the safety too. I mean, there's not a week that doesn't go by that our officers are assisting in a medical emergency, a medical type of incident within the schools or the parishes as well.
Now, we talked in the first segment about the statewide program, Safe to Say Something, and how it's helping, how we can be more assertive of alerting, and that student, the mom, the dad, the teacher, to use it anonymously and to report that. We want to bring about the light of Christ to others and to be that light, and we were sharing about that, Lauren. To have that continue to work, to act like a family. For students who may be experiencing the anxieties or fears and the pressures of the world, how do they talk about this in our schools to have that love and that safety net in a Christ-centered way?
Yeah, that piece of it, you know, is really at the center of what we're doing, right? You know, being respectful to others, it's easy to say that, but saying that we are made in the image and likeness of God and therefore deserving of dignity and respect is a different way to look at it. And, you know, for our schools and really trying to emphasize that human dignity piece provides, hopefully, our students with a level of comfort that no matter what their background is, no matter what their home situation is, the neighborhoods they live in, that they can come into a school where people will love them and respect them for who they are and what they bring to the table because they are children of God. And, you know, that I think is very comforting for kids. With that said, there are anxieties that are out there, right? Worldly problems that end up in their faces somehow. And to know that they are in a school community that has that same value and that same belief. I think that every one of our schools could confidently say that every child in their building has somebody that they could go to, right? A person that they feel could support them if there was something that was going on. And so, I mean, I know that Wendell has looked at the statistics of this before, but from a Safe to Say Something standpoint, we don't get the same number that other public or non-public schools receive because we have people who are connected with our students and people that our students feel comfortable going to at the same level that others, you know, may report. And I would like to think that that was because of the Christ-centered communities that we have in our schools.
Absolutely. You want to add anything, Linda?
Yeah, I mean, I visited a few schools last week, and I witnessed the officers out there welcoming the students, giving high fives to the students, and I mean, it really made me feel proud of, you know, the officers that we hired are actually integrating well with the students, whether it's a first grader or a high school student. You know, there is that relationship that, you know, and students have sometimes confided in the officer about safety concerns or about safety or about their own safety, you know, problems that may be facing them. And, you know, of course, we bring it to the administrators and deal with it appropriately. But I'm glad to see that that integration is occurring. And like I said, the primary concern was, you know, high schools, you know, trying to put an officer in there on a daily basis. And I think we're close to accomplishing that.
That's fantastic. And I was just thinking about officer friendly. You know, you have the kids are not afraid of the police, but there's that development of, like you said, high fiving, and they become friends with them, but also to know, hey, this is somebody that's protecting me, and it's sure. That's that security blanket. And I just think that coming from my dad many times just roaming the streets and walking the beats and getting to know the people and talking to people, to have that officer friendly, so to speak, inside the school, it's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. And the kids can confide if there's something going on at home, or if they see something that's out of the ordinary. It gives you the little sense of reassurance, definitely, with that. Wendell, how does someone contact Safe to Say Something as a reminder? It's completely anonymous. How does somebody get in touch?
Yeah, there is, as Lauren mentioned, there is an app that you basically can Google Safe to Say and download the app, which I understand is both for Android and Android and Apple phones. Also, there is a phone number. It's 1-844-SAF, the number 2, and then say, S-A-Y. And you can email as well. It's, like I say, all the methods of communication will get to the appropriate people so that help and assistance could be provided.
And again, it's all anonymous.
It's all anonymous. Yeah. That's correct.
And it's a wonderful system that's working in our schools and communities, and it's a statewide program too, right, Lauren? You're well familiar with this.
Yeah, and the every year I get impressed with the data and the information around the data that the state's able to share with schools to say, you know, here's how many reports, here's how many were credible, and even like here are how many students we were able to help through this reporting mechanism.
Yeah. And it's also very important to know that statistics indicate that on the violent attacks on schools, that 80% of the time that student or the individual, the suspect, has told somebody that something is going to happen.
Wow.
And that information, you know, if it's provided on a timely manner, hopefully we can prevent it in the future. And so, you know, whether it's a plan, whether it's email communications, you know, usually investigations have revealed that the individual told somebody through some mechanism that they were going to do something violent within the schools.
Be vigilant.
Yeah. And I think that's where the Safe to Say comes in as a tool standpoint, because you can feel confident in reporting it that somebody is going to get it immediately and then do something with it and then loop the school in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great. Lauren Martin, the superintendent of Catholic Schools, Wendell Hissrich, director of public safety, thank you for being with us here this morning.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 31st Sunday of Ordinary Time. We just turned the calendar page, and now we are on the first weekend of the month of November, and we're coming into the home stretch of the liturgical season. And all the readings this weekend focus on love, the book of Deuteronomy, the book of Hebrews, and the Gospel of Mark. And in the Gospel, the greatest commandments, love God and love our neighbor, are always what we call the golden rule. And a scribe asked Jesus about God's law, what's the greatest commandment? And Jesus offers the simplicity that of life of service. And all the readings, as I mentioned, focus on love. Whom have I promised to love? What are we doing to show that love? And not just to say it, but to really, truly mean that. So God means to keep his commandments, and the greatest gift that we can give is our love. So as we celebrate Thanksgiving in a couple weeks and coming into the home stretch of liturgical season, let's be mindful that there's a lot of blessings out there, a lot of gifts, a lot of grateful things to be thankful for, and how we can show that love to one another, and that as Christ gave himself on that cross, we give ourselves to others. We've come to serve, not to be served. So thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.